The scripture lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to St. Mark, the third chapter, starting with verse 20. And we find these words. And the crowd came together again so that they could not eat. When his family heard it, Jesus' family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of the demons he cast out demons." And he called to him and spoke to them in parables. Jesus said, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. That house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven of their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" Then his mother and brothers came, standing outside. They sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around Jesus, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." And Jesus replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my brother, here are my mother, and here are my sisters. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." These are our sacred stories. I must admit, I have two confessions. The first is I wish I'd have actually changed the lectionary, the text today. When I chose it a few months ago, I forgot that our esteemed pastor, who's resting, I hope, had already preached all the good stuff out of the text. She had already preached about families out of the same text. And 2 years ago, according to our website, our own website, she actually preached the evolution of Satan or the devil. And so I'm left to say, well, what am I supposed to do with this? The other confession is that I approached the lectionary text with a sense of dread, with a sense of fear, with a sense of trepidation, because the language of the Gospel of Mark and the images and the names that the writer places in the mouths of Jesus and the scribes causes me some inner turmoil. It's no secret. I am an African-American Christian, rooted in my religious heritage. And I grew up in Black Baptist churches not too far from here. And in those churches, we sang, "I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me," singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. And when we were done with that verse, we continued, "Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me." Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. You see, in my religious heritage and church of origin, Jesus and Satan are mentioned quite frequently, Jesus is seen as the Savior, viewed as the Savior, the one who saves us from Satan, the one who saves us from hell. Jesus is seen as the great liberator, the one who provides freedom. In my religious upbringing, my religious tradition, Jesus is seen and spoken of in very quite personal terms. He is seen and preached about as the doctor who's never lost a patient. He is seen and preached about as the lawyer who has never lost a case in the courtroom. He is seen and preached about as the lily of the valley, a bridge over troubled waters, and a bright and morning star. And in contrast, Satan is seen as the greatest obstacle to freedom. Satan is seen as an embodied spirit or force that can hold us captive and prevent us from seeing God. Satan is seen as one who prevents us from seeing Jesus at work inside of us, through us, and around us. Satan is seen as an enemy of God that must be defeated and rebuked constantly. You see, according to this tradition, Satan is the father of lies. Satan and demonic spirits divide families and keep many families in poverty. Satan is ever present and is responsible for the hatred in this world. Satan is present when pleas of the sick are not heard in the hospital. Satan is present, and Satan is ever real when racism is present. Satan is seen and is responsible for police brutality and when good police are attacked when doing their jobs. You see, because of societal, economic, and individual suffering borne by black people in this country since our nation's founding, and even today, black people have a reason to mention Satan and the demonic on a weekly basis, especially when we see what goes on in our communities. We have a reason to keep on rebuking this devil and rebuking this demon on a weekly basis in our worship experiences and even in our private lives. But I know that what is true of my religious heritage is not unique to the black Christian experience. Because see, for some of us in this room, we have come from fundamentalist or evangelical or Pentecostal traditions where, again, Satan and Jesus are spoken of in similar language and in similar analogies. And yet, I have not been a member of a Black Baptist church for the last 13 years. You see, for those of you who have not heard my story, one I don't tell much these days, I came to this church seeking shelter and refuge as I worked to integrate my own sexual orientation into my ministry identity and sense of self. For those of you who have not heard my story, Covenant ordained me for ministry to the world just as I am. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting in fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am of that free love, the breadth, length, depth, and height to prove, here for a season and then above, O Lamb of God, I come. I've stayed here. I am here. I've stayed here because I'm affirmed. I'm a member of a church family that loves me unconditionally. I'm invited each week to live and to be authentic. And here at this church, I've seen Jesus incarnated in the lives and actions of various individuals and in this community. You see, when Jesus says, here are my mother, here is my father, here is my brothers, here is my sisters, whoever does God's will is my brother, my mother, my father, Jesus is saying that family is found and experienced in a community where people are doing God's will, healing the sick and restoring broken people to wholeness. And so Covenant is my church family. Because it is here that my sexuality was and is not associated with Satan and spiritual demons as it is in other churches. And I take comfort in this reality. Concurrently, vis-a-vis this lectionary text, I still experience turmoil. As Barbie mentioned before, and when we were doing worship planning, I asked Jim to look up the word Satan, and he couldn't find it anywhere in our canon of resources. Here at this church, Satan or the demonic is rarely mentioned. We'll talk about evil. We're probably more comfortable with that word evil and make references to such. But rarely do we mention the name Satan. And rarely do we mention the demonic. And probably for good reason. You see, some of us were raised in traditions and churches where Satan and the demons were hardly mentioned. And while Satan was mentioned in the lectionary text, either Satan was glossed over or mentioned as a Persian influence on post-exilic Judaism, or talked about intellectually as the adversary when making reference to Job. Other of us who were raised in more conservative traditions may have been told that Satan was everything against the Bible, God's word. Any thought, any idea, any belief, any way of living, any self-expression that was contrary to anything in the Word of God was satanic and demonic. Humanity, interfaith dialogue, women's liberation, self-doubt, personal sins, any sexual expression outside of heterosexual marriage were identified as being demonic, as being acts of Satan. And so because of this ostracization, many have chosen to dismiss Satan or even God or having anything to do with religion. So what are we supposed to do? Or what are we supposed to consider? What am I supposed to do or even believe about Satan and the demonic vis-a-vis my current social context, my past history, my religious heritage, and the text itself? In the spirit of authenticity, I spend these last few moments considering an alternative way of seeing Satan and demons so that when this name or such words are uttered, fear or previous inner traumas or images or little red devils will not take hold. The late liberation theologian James Cone, in his book, God and the Oppressed, suggests that the reference to Satan and the demonic spirits in the exchange between Jesus and the scribes should not be seen as a primitive, anachronistic, outmolded first century relic of a previous time and worldview. Satan and the demonic, even the words Satan and the demonic, the idea of Satan and the demonic should not be just simply relegated to the first century after the birth of Christ, but that this reference to Satan, Beelzebub, and demons still have something to say to us today about religious evil, what it is, and how it expresses itself. My read of Cone and my own personal religious upbringing says to me that Satan is real, that the spirit of Satan is real, that demons are real, and that they are powerful forces and spirits in this current reality that should be engaged and not dismissed. They should be seriously considered by we progressive Christians. Jesus was teaching, says the text. Jesus had a way of doing that. Jesus was healing untouchable people, says the text. Earlier in the chapter of Mark, Jesus had asked the question of his adversaries, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? And then he healed the man's hand. Jesus was healing and restoring so many people that society deemed untouchable and hopeless that the crowds flocked to him. Jesus spoke to the demons. He empowered the disciples to drive out the demons. Jesus lived authentically, and he encouraged others to live authentic, and he encouraged others to liberate others and liberate those who were held captive so that all could live in a sense of wholeness. And now, because so many people were being liberated, now so many people were being freed, now so many people were being healed, Jesus was now accused of being Satan himself. Jesus was accused of being a demon. Jesus was accused of being afflicted by Satan. And so the scribes did this in order to discredit his work. Interesting enough, what the scribes did, the scribes' labeling of Jesus as Satan or Beelzebub, of having an impure spirit, it seems sort of kind of the same thing that some modern Christians label good people who have different beliefs from them. But Jesus does not take this label. He engages it head on. Jesus takes on the scribes, and he describes their foolishness, saying, how could Satan drive out Satan? Jesus says that his authenticity and the spirit inside of him was not demonic, but it was God's spirit, the Holy Spirit, a spiritual being that seeks to free and liberate people. Cohn says that the liberation of the poor and the wretched, the liberation of the weak and the helpless, is none other than the overthrow of everything that is against the fulfillment of their humanity. Again, Cohn says that the liberation of the poor and the wretched, that the liberation of the weak, the liberation of the helpless is none other than the overthrowing of everything that is against the fulfillment of our humanity, of their humanity. And so, church, I believe that those attitudes, those systems, those internal and external forces that seek to deny and destroy our humanity and separate us from ourselves and from the love of Jesus are demonic forces that must be excised from within and around us. Racism is Satan in action. Why? Because racism builds and sustains barriers between people based on the color of their skin. Racism reinforces a power dynamic that one group is superior to another based on skin. Racism prevents genuine human relationships from forming and prosperity and from prospering. Racism is demonic. Sexism is satanic. Why? Because it ascribes women the place of being inferior to men, the lesser sex, denying women the opportunity to express and enjoy the fullness of their own humanity. Homophobia is demonic. Why? Because part of our humanity as created by God is sexual in nature. Whom we are attracted to, whom we choose to love, and whom we love, whom we desire companionship from, should not be judged based on an outdated and an outmolded understanding of human sexuality. You see, the feelings and the sentiments around who I love or who I'm attracted to do not destroy life, and they are not simply choices I can change with a snap of my fingers. These feelings about who I love and who I choose to be in companionship are innate, or as Jody said last week, are embedded in our bodies as woven by God in our mother's wounds. The separation of children at the border from their parents in the name of following the law because we are a nation of laws is demonic. Children should never be separated from their parents in a healthy situation when there's a healthy relationship between their parents, between them and their parents. Irrational fears and life scripts that keeps us from loving ourselves and loving others. Any language or action that does not seek to build up a human being and denies us an opportunity from seeing ourselves as God loves us
worthy of love, family, and community. That is Satan, and that is demonic. Any action or belief that does not adequately address the problems of the modern human condition or advance contemporary human lives in the way that Jesus advanced life according to the Gospel of Mark is what needs to be excised internally and socially so that we can live in love and love others. Who are my mother and brothers and sisters? Jesus asked. Whoever does the will of God. Whoever can rightly name what Satan is, or at the very least name evil for what it is. A spirit that denies individuals and groups the capacity to fulfill their own humanity and live in a way that God has created them to live. Who are my mother and brothers and sisters? Whoever continually works to break down the internal and social barriers constructed by Satan or constructed by other external forces or impure spirits. Whoever advances human life and the human condition, bringing people who are deemed socially different or outcasts into a spirit of community. Who are my mother and brothers and sisters? Whoever is privileged in all the ways that privilege expresses itself, who seek to reach out to those who are the victims of privilege and try to reassure them of their humanity. This is the will of God. Amen.